Monday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we're in Siman Mem Dalet, Halachos of Benching. We're up to Siman Mem Hey, I believe. The Shabbos is a Shchodesh. You can use some of the halachos that we learned. But you don't have the interesting words of Shabbos, right? Because Sunday is a Shchodesh also. Shlosh HaShoch L'Biyachad Tzvicha Mavorech B'Zimun. What does it mean to be Mavorech B'Zimun? The concept of Zimun really is that they bench in unison. How do they bench in unison, theoretically? Because one of them is Motzi, the other two. That's how unison is really created. That's why it's better for one person to make Kiddush, one person to make Hamotzi. It's the Barova Madras Melech is more if one person's Motzi, the multitude, than if everybody says it on their own.
So Zimun is an Indian of Barova Madras Melech?
What?
Zimun is an Indian
of Barova Madras Melech? No, I wouldn't put it that way. Zimun is an Indian to bench in unison. The way to bench in unison is for one person to be Motzi. The word Zimun means really, because preparing yourself to bench, to be mezamein yourself to bench, or to invite others to bench with you, maybe that's what it is. To prepare, to invite, nevorech shachal mishalom, you're calling others to come bench with you. That's the concept. We do like the introduction. That's what Zimun is, Nevorach Shechal Mishalom. And then, right. But what it's supposed to be is then the benching. And one person's supposed to bench on behalf of everybody. And they just listen and say Amen. We don't do that. We're too scared. You'll miss a word. You won't hear a word. You'll space out after 10 seconds. So everybody benches themselves. And the Achronim struggle with, you know, how we still say, you know, Rabbi Simon on benching. Okay, that's not such a big deal, but, you know, where's the togetherness? And really, even the bottom line, if the person that is benching is supposed to say the first bracha out loud, and they're supposed to listen to him as they say it along with him. Even if they want to say it along, but they should say it along with him in an undertone. And so many people don't even do that. Okay. So once you're three people eating, having eaten together, tzricha levorech b'zimun. U'mitzvah shivorechu al hakos im efshar. No, u'mitzvah shivorechu al hakos. It's a mitzvah, it's not a chiyuv actually, but it's a mitzvah. That's what the Gemara calls a mitzvah, not a chiyuv. Over a cup of wine. Im efshar tzricha lehadash yakos yayin. Honey wine, or yayin sorof, chamar medina, only when it's chamar medina, which very unclear nowadays if it's chamar medina. Lo medina, how could it be chamar medina? Dahainu shein yayin godol shom, kiderech yomin o ir. This is the formal drink that people serve. Not enough wine in town. Balkin hu biyoker. So he's assuming you could bench al hakos over those things too. We don't. We either take wine or grape juice or not at all. We're just keeping in front of him because of the shiloh where the one person can bench al hakos. But three certainly must.
Is
can.
There a meaning to do with the minyan?
No, I'm not acquainted. What do you mean by a minyan? If we'll say the words, like I said today, that you should try very, very hard to put together three people for benching. Do you want to know if the word minyan can be substituted there? What?
No.
And there's a mitzvah to go make a minyan? Is that what you mean?
No, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Are
you talking about al hakos?
I'm aware of the people are marked with al hakos when there's a minyan as opposed to when it's just
a minyan. Yeah, that has a source in Rishon. I used to have a minute to bench halakos whenever there's a mezumah, but that sort of fell by the wayside.